Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for March 17th to the 23rd of 2024. So our quote for the week says, improvise, think on your feet, and practice deliberately living between structure and surprise. Basically, that means get your base together so that you can respond effectively in the moment when things happen, for better or worse. If you have that strong structure, and or let's just say basic structure, you can do better. Also, I'm getting this up as early on Friday as I can because I'd like to catch you in time to join us for Ye Ye's spring book party, where she has amazing guests. And this time she's getting very theatrical. There's going to be some live readings and it's going to be lots of fun. If you're not in the Oakland area where you can do it live with her, then you can register to join us on Zoom. And the suggested donation is $21. And we really appreciate those who contribute energetically or otherwise. Also, we had a wonderful call for the asteroids on Thursday, and that replay is up and the post-call note has gone out, but I have to still do the personal activations. So if you missed that, I'm linking it in here. And our week kicks off on Sunday too. It's going to be a busy, energetic week with spring equinox. Sunday brings the Sun conjunct Neptune. So just imagine the Sun in Pisces has been initiating an annual rhythm with Neptune for almost 14 years in Pisces. 25-26 is when it starts dipping into Aries. So we're almost done with this process of developing in the womb what we're going to birth as a planet, as a world of humans. The zero Aries is a world point. So there's a reset individually, socially, and collectively coming down the pike here. So we want to put those final touches on the dream, on the vision for how well and balanced humanity is capable of living. If we would practice, we would become more proficient and skilled at it. But during this transit, you may find yourself becoming exceptionally attuned to the emotions and thoughts of others, regardless of whether this sensitivity is rational or not. Okay, deep breath. Whenever we're dealing with Neptune, even for an initiation, we need to calibrate those boundaries. If you are someone inclined to prioritize the needs of others over your own, then exercise caution, as this tendency may be intensified under this influence. It is important to recognize two key aspects. Firstly, individuals who consistently prioritize others over themselves often do so as a means of avoiding confronting their own challenges. Secondly, there is a risk of becoming so immersed in altruism that one loses touch with reality. Utilizing this energy for solitary activities such as meditation and self-reflection can be beneficial. Also, unless you can maintain complete detachment in charitable endeavors or being in service to others in any way, then it is better for you to focus on your own needs and desires with this initiation of the new year. Consider whether your own life is sufficiently stable and so organized and abundant that it justifies dedicating such extensive time and energy to others. If you are strong and energized, then proceed with your altruistic endeavors. If you are weak, tired, or anxious, then it is best to prioritize self-care and personal time to replenish first, keeping in mind that charity begins at home. Ashe. Deep breath. That was Sunday the 17th. Now we jump to Tuesday the 19th, because it's pretty late that night when the Sun reaches zero Aries. Technically, it's about 11:06 p.m. East Coast, which would be 8:06 p.m. West Coast. Spring equinox is the initiation and awakening of life, when we recognize a pretty obvious turning point or crossroads where we're being more active and physical coming out of the winter, starting to do more movement, spring cleaning and clearing any stagnant energy, refreshing, renewal, do what you got to do. Resurrection, renewed life and vitality. Yes, do it for yourself, do it for your environment. New beginnings, seed planting and initiation, fiery creativity, fertility, and blossoming energy. So tap into that. Taking a serious step in the direction of your goals. And it's also just the beginning. It is the delicate infant stages and a time of new growth and gradual beginnings of development of your next level, whatever that may be for the new year. Spring equinox is called vernal equinox, Ostara. It's called all kinds of things. Every culture's got something to honor spring equinox. Each year, this time brings the third of eight sacred seasons, initiating a renewal of life and light, rebirth and resurrection. Vital energies and resources are now becoming more readily available. It is time to plant seeds and initiate projects that will show promise by fall equinox. It is the first rebalancing of the light, coming from the predominantly internal, dark, shadow, fallow time, which is winter, and we are returning to an external, light, fertile time, which is summer. Spring and fall represent balance and equal light and darkness, equal day and night. Sunrise and sunset are always the best times to meditate as the veils between realms are thinner, making communing easier and more productive. Consider the solstices to be initiation integration times and the equinoxes to be times of change, movement, choices, and decisions. Spring initiates new life. Fall assesses the quality of that life and marks its ongoing progress. What takes root? You know, what works and what evolves? What needs more time, incubation, and more care? And or should be released altogether to begin anew? What needs to be composted and redirected? Or a redirection of the energy needs to happen here. Spring is the time to be more physically active, to try new things, do some cleaning, cleansing, and clearing on multiple levels. You can choose what type of renewal you'd like to experience every year. For example, one year you might want to focus on renewing the body, or renewing your sacred space, or renewing your relationships to self and others. You decide. Get creative and dedicate a whole year to see what you can create when you work with the natural rhythms of the time and space that you live in. It is time to initiate a new aspect of self that you recently developed or discovered, and to have the courage to live your life, serve your purpose, and stand in the truth of your own journey. Ashe. This is your rebirth. We all get to do it. And I'll be having the fire ceremony on Wednesday the 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as we try to catch sunset. I am warning you now, I am on the second day of a pretty big storm in Colorado. My block has been very blessed and lucky. We still have power and internet, as you can see. Nothing but heavy, wet snow. So if it melts by Wednesday, fire is on and outside. If it does not, or something else happens between now and then, I'll be back in my living room, y'all, like I was at the Aquarius Gate. But we had fun then. I'll do better with technology this go round. Either way, but I'm looking forward to being outside, so everybody hold that vision. Thursday the 21st, Sun is going to sextile Pluto. This energy activates a positive and transformative shift, offering you the vitality needed to improve your current situation or resolve long-standing challenges. It is also conducive to purifying your environment, organizing your affairs, and addressing any lingering issues that are holding you back or delaying your good. Oh, this is so perfect around the equinox. Take a holistic view. You may identify areas where adjustments are beneficial for the collective well-being. Alternatively, if external tasks feel overwhelming, seize the opportunity for some introspection and profound inner self-reflection. Shallow examinations won't suffice. Delve into the root causes of your current circumstances to discern what needs to be integrated and activated and what needs to be cleared and released in order to align with your current goals and new personal values. So this is Sun to Pluto. One is lighting things up in the depths, and a sextile is an opportunity to gain traction. And this is special, y'all, because this is the Sun at 1 degree Aries and Pluto at 1 degree Aquarius. So no matter how you slice it, you should be meditating on you, your needs and desires and goals, your values and priorities, your identity and purpose, who you are and what you want, and then where those changes need to happen in order to create the foundation for those things this year in particular. It's deep, and it's all about securing your future. So what does that mean? Do you want quality of life? Do you want a whole lot of money? What do you want for the remaining years you have on the planet? Same day, Venus conjuncts Saturn. So this is deep. because she's initiating a new cycle here in Pisces, where Mars is right behind her. So Saturn in Pisces is helping anchor this reality with our masculine and feminine. That's once in 30 years, y'all. That is very juicy to work with consciously. Mars definitely won't be back. Venus might get two or three chances with Saturn in Pisces because it moves so fast. But Mars is only there every 2 years. And by the time Mars gets back to Pisces, Saturn will have moved on. So let's take advantage of this grounding, anchoring, stabilizing, dedicated Saturn energy to improving our personal relationships and our personal finances. That's what Venus wants to call in a new cycle of values and priorities around the things we really care about and we really love and cherish. This marks a significant initiation, empowering you to imbue your current reality with greater beauty and more authentic value, while anchoring a renewed sense of your own inner authority that is rooted in your soul's values. It is time to craft a life that resonates with your deepest desires and nourishes your soul in the present moment. Embrace the realization that this is your journey, and it is too precious to live by someone else's rules, ideas of beauty, or standards of living. Supported by this energy, reaffirm your commitment to what truly matters to your heart and soul. Saturn provides resilience, determination, and purpose. And Venus brings clarity as you streamline your priorities, plug up any energy leaks, and ground your creative fire in a renewed foundation of self-trust and inner vision. By defining and honoring your true self and channeling this potent energy, you will discover that all you seek can effortlessly manifest, take root, and flourish with ease, grace, and beauty if you trust your intuition and take practical steps. Add Venus influencing our relationships to Saturn's influence, encouraging you to confront reality, renegotiate commitments, and establish roles and responsibilities with integrity at a new and elevated level, and you will kick off a whole new cycle of beauty and imagination. Deep breath. The very next day on Friday, Mars is going to enter Pisces until April 30th. And just for giggles, I'm putting in two graphics into the blog, so hopefully those of you who read will actually see these pictures. But I did some kind of project for NASA at some point where I broke down Venus and Mars through the elements. So I put in here the Venus and water. We say with Venus what we value and cherish and care about. In Cancer, it's safety and protection. In Scorpio, it's intensity and creativity. But in Pisces, it's trust and devotion. So Venus is already there, and this week Mars gets there. So when Mars is in Cancer, it's all about the desire nature. What do you want? Comfort and kinship. When Mars is in Scorpio, it wants passion and power. And when it's in Pisces, like it is now for 2 months, once every 2 years, where the desire is ecstasy and affection. Plus, I just love these pictures of water. So for all my mermaids and mermen, enjoy that. Also think about it as completing the real big cycle, 24 years, Aries through Pisces. As it enters Pisces, this gives us a chance to dream up the new desires, direction, and individual purpose about to be born in each of us. Mars is about who you are and what you want, and we are dreaming that anew. In Pisces, you get to explore your spirituality, your imagination, and your dreams. Does any of that even play a role in your life? Of course, it does for some more than others, but if you are a staunch realist, this gives you permission to loosen up and dream a little over the next 2 months. Liberate your normal way of thinking for just a moment this week and consider this. If all your bills were paid, all your needs taken care of, what would you choose to do with your time, energy, and money? You have to quiet the ego who wants to know and control everything and surrender to your imagination. And then ask the real question, what do you truly desire for yourself, for your family and community, for the world? Many of us share a vision of a progressive humanity that uses technology as a tool rather than worship it like a god. Many of us share a vision of connected humanity that honors the deepest value of the mother, the land, and the soil that feeds and sustains life on this planet, rather than rape, pillage, and slowly kill us all. There has been an awakening and an interruption in your normal flow. Use this as an opportunity to explore territory you normally don't allow yourself to explore and see what you find. If we hold that light and that vision of the Aquarian age, really representing freedom, equality, and reverence for all life, then we can magnetize that into our reality. Deep breath. The last time Mars was in Pisces was April 2022. The next time it'll be in Pisces is March of 2026. So we are kicking off a two-year process that is further fortified by Saturn being there once in 30 years. We are redreaming our world in many ways, but I encourage you to use this energy to activate your own imagination, to expand what you believe is possible for yourself and the world. And I should add here that you should be focused on you, the individual, for now, because Mars is all about you. The Sun is all about you. This week is all about you, the individual, and your rebirth. And we all know that there is no epidural for a spiritual rebirth. So we have to move through this shift between Pisces into Aries that we're going through, moving from that water into fire. Think of how you need a few days to get used to a new environment. This is a new environment, so move slowly. Also, just a heads up, Mercury's already in Aries where it's going to linger and be there till May. So if you have Aries, Libra, and Cancer, Capricorn, it's already winding up, making you rethink things or slowing you down. Remember that in general, a Mercury retrograde is good for fixing and finishing things if you got to stay active, but otherwise it's best for research and development behind the scenes, recalibrating your own systems, processing the last quarter of your life. A lot of that's coming up. So right now we're still kind of in dream mode, visualizing, developing that idea and concept of what we want to move toward in the coming months. Also, this is the womb Pisces energy that's leading into the Aries Libra eclipses of spring that will overlap with Pisces Virgo eclipses in the fall. So we're also 6 months out from a new eclipse series that came in really fast. So deep breath, changes in the air, break the realign is good. If you want some support for this dreaming, whale medicine is in here for the month of March. And I definitely need to hear from people who want to do the Astro 101 class in April, May. That registration is only $333 for the 8-week class with me. And you get all kinds of custom goodies, but I need some time to put them together. So reach out directly so I can get a running list of who wants to participate and get you all set up properly. Otherwise, the usual things are in here at the bottom of my blog. If you want to look into the Power Circle subscription, you want your own personal tools, or one of the benefits of that subscription is 10% off my other offerings. So that is a good one to have. Mars, Venus, and Mercury activations, absolutely relevant right now. Mars and Venus just started a new cycle. Mercury's about to retrograde in Aries. And like I said, if you have those energies activated, then those activations would be best for you. Also, the Astro Tarot reading is a 2-for-1, only $200 for the first timers. We get you all set up. We do a full-blown reading on your cycles, check in with the Tarot on here and now, and it's a really juicy reading if you haven't ever had one. And at the bottom of my blog is the Soul Sister Circle invitation, which has a little bit of my story and all of my core values that run through the circles that I host and co-host and contribute to. So check that out if you're new to this community. I really appreciate everyone being part of my circle. If you're not already on my e-list, that is my real private inner circle who I talk directly to. And the emails go out weekly or monthly. I'm actually rethinking that, y'all, so heads up to my weeklies. But we'll see. We'll see. Spirit's still working on me on that one. But I'm grateful for the community. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for listening. Join us when and where you can. Reach out when you need to and have a fantastic week. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.